Namo Buddhaya.
Yeah, yeah. Matthew and Markhamitas. Just a short funny joke. About this chicken washing my mom's hand with hot oil. So Matthew, I always tell my mom that, you know, mindful, but I think you hit me more deeper, that is mindful of the moment.
Yeah.
Because that day, after the whole thing happened, the incident, there's this nun in Brahmavihara. So she was very stern. She said, auntie, you are not unmindful. You are very mindful. Because when you cook the chicken, you have all the aspiration to cook for the sanghas, to offer food sangha. That is mindful. And I was trying to, something hit me, and I was very reluctant to say, what is this? Dear Meryl, I think there's something not right there.
Yeah, that is not mindful.
But she was insisting that my mom was mindful because she has a good intention to cook the chicken for the sangha, so she's very noble. So today, at least I got the point that mindful of the moment.
Yeah, that moment when you are in, we are aware inside, not lost in thought. Understand or not? If you are lost in thought, how can you be mindful? I told you, man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are at the pure awareness nature without thought, then you have clarity, the spacious awareness. You can be aware of all the moment activity, but the moment you entangle with it and the thought come out, you are lost in thought. Understand? Lost in thought means what? You're no longer with the moment. Preoccupied with the thinking, understand? Or not? The emotion, the reaction, the chattering, the whatever commentator inside. So when you are lost in thought, how can you be aware? That's why the healers are as if dead. You can never stay here to develop wisdom. Understand? Not? If you are not here, you cannot have the direct seeing. If you are not here, you are here. When you are here, the thought that you create through the spacious awareness shrinking to a small focused attention, how can you understand things that is outside the thought? That's why you will be trapped here. You will be in the phenomenal world of consciousness. This one project out, then reacts, stir and emotional inside. Then create conflict, misunderstanding, everything. That's why to stay here at the pure awareness is very important. So at least Dr. J now realized sati means present within the moment. That's why the Chinese word, Mandarin word, zi zai. What is zi? Ah, your this so-called nature lah, is here, understand? Within the moment. Zi zai, at ease, within the moment. Not lost in thought, not entangled with problem, not carrying anything, worry, fear, anxiety. Very good. Dr. J, continue. Okay.
So, like, last night, brother to ask me, how's my mother twice? So I said, okay lah, tomorrow going back again, there's not much time to show her around. So this morning, I decided to bring her for nasi lemak, you know, her favorite food. So we went to this one small hut near the river. So I was enjoying the fresh air, the river flowing, and she is there busy. Tomorrow, mom, must pack early, no, must go back early. Don't let people say
very
that
good,
you are late.
Very good. This example is very good.
Huh? Where are you? Why are you not here?
All lost in thought. Because the memory, tomorrow must do this, tomorrow must go back, must do this. These are the things you carry. Whereas Jayanta now, he developed more understanding. He can enjoy the nature, stream, breeze, vibration. Because when you are aware, all this come to you, you know. When you are lost in thought, you worry here, worry there. All your so-called planning, understand? Not? Your scheduling, your whatever scheming, you can include. Whatever you want to do. So what you do is you are carrying a lot of this in your memory, you know, and your memory is not your friend, no. It's only your friend to keep the data there. But like the computer, when you don't need it, don't access it, no. random access memory or need only retrieve, then use. But don't hold on to your fear, your psychological memory, like phobia, worry, anxiety, insecurity. All these are psychological memory. If you leave it in the memory bank, no problem with it. But you retrieve it, what happened? You recall that phobia, what happened? You panic, isn't it? You become emotional. You recall what happened last time, how people abuse you, how people actually did all those things to you. Then your unfinished business. Then sometimes your sickness, your disease, because you heard about it, then you know you have this. Then when you recall, the fear arises, the worry arises. So you must understand all these are psychological memory, dependent originating condition. You carry too much of this, you are too busy actually existing through life. You never live life. Understand? No? Every day, memory tell you what to do, you worry, you hold on to it, and you want to attend to all this. Not to say you cannot do all this, but don't carry in the memory means what? That's why I say take out a piece of paper or notebook, whatever you have to do, write it down, so that no need to remember yourself. When the time comes, it will prompt you one actually. Yeah. Then, if you forgot, turn on the book, oh, finish already, attend already, mark. Understand? Attend already, mark. But, like, you need to pay your bill, you need to remember a date, your colleague, marriage, or what. You write it down, understand? Then, kayamita, retreat, where? You write it down, understand? So that you don't have to remember. That's why when you have the understanding, you are most of the time at awareness, you are not at the brain there. So this memory is not cluttered. You know what is the word cluttered? A lot of rubbish there, like no space. If you don't carry, you got more space, understand? You got more energy. Space is energy. Space is clarity.
But okay, I second to Brother Teo's suggestion of writing down your plans. Because I was 1 year ago until now, I still renovating my mom's house. So all these plans and ideas are all cluttering the whole mind.
Yeah.
It keeps making my whole busy that you can't even sleep at night, Brother
Teo. Make you very tired.
Yes, Brother Teo. So towards, I think it's before my birthday, around May. That's where I started to know why every evening after dinner, I just write down tomorrow what's
that one will free your brain.
Yes, and night just passed by so peacefully.
Peacefully. Sadhu. Very good.